Sure.
Okay, everybody, so we're on Kafdal Amud Aleph, and we're in the middle of the page. And we're going to just review very quickly what we said yesterday. Rav Machlekes, Rav Pista, and Rav Mastan, as to how to learn the Shita of Rav Yosi. The Mishnah mentioned that Rav Yosi says that if Lo Shmiel Oznav, it's Lo Yotzah, you are Yotzah V'Kriyat Shema. Then we have the Mishnah in Megillah that says everybody's kosher to read the Megillah except for Chereshet V'Katan. And we're assuming that the Chereshet V'Katan of Mishnah Megillah is not a regular Cheresh, which is in a Shema Ben Medaber, but it's regular, it's going to be a Medaber Ben Shemaya. And therefore, the first sheet of Rav Mastan, he held that Rav Yosi is going to be at the town of that Mishnah. And even though we thought originally that when Rav Yosi sent his shita that you need to have shmia, and it was adopted by the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema because it says shma, but after Rav Mastan went ahead and said that that mishnah also comes out with Rav Yosi, and that mishnah was a mishnah which was talking about the mitzvah of Megillah, so you see that Rav Yosi's shita is, Rav Mastan held Rav Yosi's shita is negeya all mitzvahs, as it says in the pasuk, "Lazantel mitzvah so." That was the first sheet of Rav Mastan. Rav Chista disagreed, and he said less can cherish, meaning that the cherish that's in the Mishnah in Megillah is not referring to a cherish, it's Shemaya, that's Medaber Veinu Shemaya. Rather, it's like the cherish of Kol HaTerakul Veinu Shemaya Veinu Medaber. And to say that someone who's not a Medaber cannot be Moitzi people in Megillah is most of the Pshito. However, it was because it always appears together, Cheresh and Tumakon, so therefore it appeared over there. And Enoch Anami, it wasn't necessary to say Cheresh. And that Mishnah is not reflecting the Shita of Rav Yosi, because Rav Yosi's Shita is limited to Kriyat Shema. So the bottom line is, the nafkamina between Rav Yosi and Rav Mastan is as follows. According to Rav Mastan, Rav Yosi holds the Chol HaTorah Kula. You have to hear what you're saying. According to Rav Chista, it's only a din by Kriyat Shema. Now we're going to start. So Amar Rav Yosi, now the Rav Yosi, the Amora says, Mistaber the Yadi Rav Chista, the Trumos. The Hebrew Rav Yosi. We're in the middle of the page on Kafdal and Manalot, where it says, in English, if you have English, it's 24a2. So if that's Mustafa Rav Yosi, that Rav Chista is going to be invited by Trumos, that Mishnah is like Rav Yosi. That means the second Mishnah in Masechta Trumos, we said it last night, we'll say it very quickly again, that it says that five people shouldn't be tired. And one of them is a Cheresh, that Shem Adam Eno Shemei. And if he's tired, it's Ein Trumos, Ein Trumos, that's Mishnah Aleph. The reason why it's Ein Trumos, Ein Trumos is because he's an Aleph like a Shaitas, so he has no Das, it's not going to be good. Mishnah Beis says Cheresh, but he is a medaver. As lo yifrosh, he shouldn't be tarim truma. Lechati levim tarim truma say truma. That cherish, I mean, there it's mefurish what cherish we're talking about. There's no question. There's the cherish of the first mishnah, and there's a cherish of the second mishnah. First mishnah is complete cherish. Second mishnah is just partially cherish. But then there's another mishnah vav over there. The other mishnah says that there are a whole list of people who shouldn't be tarim and trumos and trumo. Cheresh sheinu medaber, sheinu shemeya, but he's medaber, is not part of that second group. Why was it separated out into its own mission? That's the question.
Not to contrast it to the first
mission. Not to just contrast it. You could say that, but the Gemara does not seem to be wanting to say that. So the Gemara wants to say like this, that Rav Chista will agree that Mishnah is Rav Yosi. Now, what the Gemara has in mind here is the following, that Rav Chista was trying to avoid that the Stam Mishnah should be the Lo Kehilchasa. In other words, the Stam Mishnah of Megillah, not Kol Shem Lichasa Megillah, except for Hershen's Makan. That was a Stam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah of the Tanakh, which is the Tanakham of Rav Yosi and Aram Mishnah, is also a Stam Mishnah, and that's going to be the Shita that holds Shmi is not Ma'akev. So therefore, he preferred to learn the Mishnah the way he did. There's also a Stam Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah of Cheresh. But that what Rabbi Yossi's point is that Rav Chisda is going to agree that even though it's a Stam Mishnah, it's going to still be Rabbi Yossi. Why? I'm just going to tell you the reason, and you just have to accept it for now. Otherwise, we're going to be on this tomorrow all night, which is because he holds that the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi would hold Lechachilo, a Cheresh, who is a Madamer Ben Shomea, could be Mafresh Truma, because he holds there's no requirement Ben to hear the Bracha, because they hold B'chalat Harakula, no requirement to hear the Bracha, and therefore it wouldn't make sense to say that the Cheresh should not be Tarim, and if he is Tarim, Truma Su Truma B'diavet, because he holds even with Harakula, the Tanakam held you to do it. That's basically what they were saying over here. So that's what Yossi is saying with Stavra, the Yodir of Chist of the Trumas, the Hebrew of Yossi referring to the second Mishnah Trumas. I'm not going to be sharing with Chist of the Rabbi Yossi, and he said exactly the same thing. He said, Rav Chanina didn't say it as a Svara, but he presented it as a given fact. I'm Rabbi Yossi bar Bona, I'll talk about the word the Hebrew of Rabbi Yossi. The Sina Kamishasa Kamai, I actually spoke this out right. That not only is it Mestava this way, but Al Kochav, you have to say this way. This Nina, it says later on in the Mishnah, Parakal of Mishnah Vav of Trumas, Kamishasa Kat Maiso, it says the five, that's how you translate Kat Maiso here. An initial list of five people who should not separate Truma. Below Tni saw Imhon, and it doesn't include the Cheresh. In Mishum Shein Trumas and Truma, if you're going to say that those five, referring to the first five, meaning this Mishnah, the five Kedmaisim means the Mishnah Aleph, not Mishnah Vav. So if you're going to tell me that it's because the Ein Trumas and Truma, the first one, and that's why he couldn't include the Cheresh in that group, Hotnina Kamishas Achrita, but there's another five who are learned in Mishnah Vav where it is Trumas and Truma. Look, he signed one, and it didn't list the example of the parish with those. So it must be how they so fuck may mark Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, you have to say that it must be Rabbi Yossi. That's what he was saying. Okay, the other words we're going to talk about reading without dictum. Probably dictum. Eutzark dictum. These are the words that need dictum when you read Kriyashma. Alavavakum. Alavakum. Whenever you have a clash of two letters that are the same, you have to make sure that it's clear that you're not reading it as one word. Asev. This Avatam Mehiva Hakanov Psil Tchelas Eschem May Arabs. Okay, so there we have all the it's not all of them, but also he also doesn't include things which they also added for such as example, for example, the Samtem S Devari Ela Alakim that you're not supposed to read it quickly, so it shouldn't sound like mess, Samtemus. Right, so whenever you have an S, the mem before it, also you have to be careful for it not to come together.
We're translating the word digduk here as what?
Clarity.
Clarity?
So, yeah, there should be a pause between one word and the next, so it's very clear what the word is that you're saying. Rokhanina b'shem rabach asher nishba Hashem. Here it's nishba, if you don't read it right, it sounds like Hashem was captured. Nishba, base hay, is the word to be captured. We don't want it to sound like Hashem was captured. Reb Shmuel bar Chanina, Hashem b'vayishi, yotzer or v'vayi b'vayishi. So this is another, here we're going to talk about other things outside of Kriyashma. So we say b'vayi fosha. The lo yemer yotzer v'vayi noiga. So somebody might be tempted to change the word fosha, because fosha is darkness, and you may want to say something a little more positive, such as noga. So you're not supposed to do that, because the reason why they were masaking to say those words, Yotzer Or, specifically, they had a specific reason, because of people who said the person that was the entity that created Or was not the entity that created Choshech. So Chazal wanted to lafuke that das to make it very clear that it's only one byre. So therefore, don't change that. Okay, so here you have to know that there's we have it brought down over here in footnote 12 that they didn't say, again, we're talking about in Marava, where they didn't say the third parasha of Kriya Shema, but they at night they shortened it And they said the following, Mighty Barakum of Hashemokim, Shay Tisan of Mayans with Triam, or Tisan of Base Avadim, Ross Tisalon and Nisim of Voice Al Hayam, Visharnullah. So Visharnullah, it's a Lashon of Shira. And the point over here is you shouldn't say a Lashon of Howl, the Loyemar Sham Hilalullah, because that wasn't Hallel, that was Shira. What's the difference between Shira and Hallel? Not 100% sure. These are different lashonos. Why is there a hakpara about this? Let's see, I don't remember.
Doesn't seem to be the gersa anyway. Doesn't say Shem Sharalach, it says Visharnullah.
Yeah, Visharnullah, Visham Sharalach.
It's the same thing.
No, Vishar. What did I read? Did I read Visharnullah?
Right? Yeah. But the Gemara says,
Right. Our Gemara has a variant version, it says in the brackets. Mm-hmm. Whether it's them or whether it was us, right? It was in the third person. It's a question when you're reading it. In other words, the whole expression is it Shahotse Sanu that you took us out, or is it Shahotse Esavo Sainu? We're talking about Hashem is the third, that you took out our fathers. We're not saying it in the first person. So that would be the only difference. Shom Sharlach, they sang, or we sang. Anyway, what's exactly the reason for the thought between, did anybody see any Pratim over here?
Why you shouldn't say
Shom Sharlach? What's the difference between Shira and Hallel? Does it say anywhere here?
13, but it doesn't really give you an answer.
No, I want to know an answer.
Later on, it says in the Baruch later, it says that Hallel has to be said in order. I don't know if the Shira has to be said in order.
Good. That might be a reason.
And the bottom there, it says Shira Chadasha Sharu. So maybe Shira is like spontaneous praise, or Haluka might be more textual.
Maybe more well thought out at the beginning. Okay.
And also, Sharu is like Shira. Isn't this talking about Azyashir?
No. Yes.
So then Hallel is not even Shaykh. Sharu is the
So why is it such a big deal is the question. Just so careful. Like he's comparing it to Vavadatam Mehera. It's like, dude,
the bottom line is, it's basically, for whatever reason, it's different enough, but the Gemara is saying you should be careful not to change the gears. Okay, let's move on. Ablevi Rabbadima, we're on 42b2. Ablevi Rabbadima, the faith of Hashem Ablevi Barsisi. I think we've had this Barsisi a few times, Lady Barsisi. Anyway, he says, Sarf Mahatis Lamad Tizkaru. Everybody knows that, Tizkaru, because it shouldn't sound like Tizkaru, right? So, which would sound like you're going to get Sfar for that. And he's supposed to be like a Vadim Ham Shafshas Rav Shlomo has a couple of press. Rav Yonah Vashem Rav Kisto, Sarf Mahatis Ki Leolom Chasto. Here, what was it again? The Sama of Chasto. What was this one again? It shouldn't say like crash though, right? Suspicion. If you're all on crash though, you're always going to be fighting a heck of a Okay, Tana. So this is talking about who you're going to put up to daven for the omen. Lo hefonim, lo beishonim, lo tibonim. You can't put up people from these different towns. They pronounce hey the chesed, and ayin is alf. And therefore, it's not precise enough to put them up for the omen. No one's saying they're not yotzei tefila. The Rambam says very clearly, no matter where you come from, even if you have a kind of like strange dialect. If you have a strange dialect, it doesn't make a difference. You're always yotzei. But to be the shliach tzibur, that's a different level. Then it says, if you came from these places and you happen to have proper diction and your pronunciation was correct, then what do you could put them up as a shliach tzibur. The chiddush is you're not kosher that you're going to, once you're allowing people from that town to be shliach tzibur, that you'll come to let anyone be a shliach tzibur. No, it's someone who has the right sprach, like they say, he can do. Piska. Next thing says in the Mishnah, I cover them my family yotze. If you read backwards, you're not yotze. That's what we said yesterday. The Shah is reading the Pesukim out of order. Rav Yosi, Aimer, Tana, Nachman, Sava. that these are the people who said the reason. The Tana, it says the reason, it says Vahayu, it says that they will be, they're in the words of Krishna, have to make Kedar Kapiyasa knew the way they are in the Chumash. Tony that very they also have to be in the order in which they appear, Hallel and Megillah. So the Gemara says, wait a second, we understand if you're telling over a narrative of a story, it says it in the Megillah. So it's the way it happened. But what about Hallel? From the Halila, why should Hallel make a difference? So this is a very important thing. Does it say over here on the bottom? I don't know if it says it. Says it someplace that it does, that since it's Lashon of Hillel, you bring Mahala Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the first one order? You bring Mahala Hashem. So he has praises. You can praise him about this, about that, about another thing. What's the difference what the order is? That's the Gemara is just wondering what would be the reason why we would be marked on a specific order. So the Gemara answers, begin the Siv. It says, Mizrak Shemesh Adma Bol Hulhulo Shem Hashem. So you see that David HaMelech kind of compares the organization of Hill to be the way the sun goes. So it's like there's a certain order, the way the order of the Bria. It's morning, afternoon, evening. Everything has a specific order. It's not just free for all much. What do you see from this? That's why I saw the question. It's the Hallel is also said in chronological order, and then he gives examples. It says Israel, Mitzrayim. Obviously, that's the first part. The Klai Sogdan, sorry, Lishol Avar. That's the past. Lo Hashem Lavanu, not for our sake, but for your sake. Lador Salolu, this is for these generations. Ahavti Yishma Hashem is Koli. That's the Moshe Mashiach. That's in the future. Yishma Bavaisim. So that's the most good. So there's an order to the Hallel also has a certain order to it. So therefore you should read it in order. Okay, fine. I'll say that he was the second, the order of Tefillah also that way. The first three and last three are the Shema. So we're not even going to count those. Let's go to the middle one. The middle of 12, those are for the needs of people. First, we ask Hashem for Das. Now that you've given us Das, say Truva Seno. So accept our Truva. Obviously, the idea behind Das before Truva is because Einama or it's fasted. If you don't know what to do, how are you going to do Truva? So the first thing you got to do is have Das. You have to know what to do and how to do things right. After you know how to do things right, you can have Hakas Achei. Realize what you did wrong, and then we could say, accept our tshuva. Ratzisa tshuva, saying you accepted the tshuva. Now, slach lanu, we get tshuva, give us a slicha. So, lach lanu, yolenu, now that we had slicha, now rebuild us from all our troubles. Here, al tonu, once you redeem us, give us a refuah. We peace of halayenu, once you give us a refuah, barak shosenu. We are akhtar shosenu, kam tsenu. Subdue our opponents. He's not the Kamenu. Okay, this sounds a little out of order over here. Because Saikinu Mishpat is before Moshim, right?
It doesn't have Moshim, it's not part of
it. What's the Hakna Kamenu? Subdue our opponents. What's that? Kind of a mishmash? I guess that's the long part. That's I guess that kind of a mishmash was the long bracha, huh? 27.
He already did Shaftei once.
He did that already. Let us prevail in judgment. Let's set our portion among the righteous who will witness the vanquishing of evil doers and rejoice.
It's our king results. I
think Kavishofer.
That's going to be, but we're all the way past that. Okay. We'll leave this alone for now. Sidak Tonu. But then after that, you'll eventually say that you should build the base of it. B'nei Beisrael, build your base of Mikdash. Ushma Asirosenu, we're saying of the Soho. So you should build a base of Mikdash and then listen to our tefillah, which is, of course, Shemei HaTefillah.
Now they point out, I think it's over here, they pointed out that it's skipped over a seventh that's going to come out on 28. That's going to be 28. Up tonight yet? Yeah. So that's it, right over here is where he points it out. The Gemara does not discuss it. Probably wonder if spoke about this in the field quite a bit. So, and this was, I think he actually mentioned the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi does not have a record of the bracha of Es Tzemach Dovid. According to the Haredim, Yerushalmi maintains that it was not a separate blessing. The bracha of what?
It was part of it.
Of what?
Was part of Yerushalayim.
Of Yerushalayim Erechah. It was not a separate blessing of Es Tzemach, right? Rather, elements of it were included in the blessing dealing with the building of the temple.
So on Purim, right, they say the Chrobos, that's the only
bracha. That's right. That's the only one that doesn't have. That was one of the Rayas that it's not part of it. Correct. Okay. Next. Today, Vesko, Shema, Siro, Sinu, or Sinu, with Soko. Less Soko. What's less tzarka means? Should it be Shema Tfilaseinu Uvnei Beisva? The Gemara is asking a question. Why do we say build the Beis HaMikdash and then hear our tfilas? Why shouldn't it be hear our tfilas and then build the Beis HaMikdash? Because that's what we're praying for. The Gemara says, one second. Yeah, so we explain the sequence like this. The reason is because of the way the psukim are. So the Tana also spoke it that way because it says, on the ice of Har Kochi, it says, I'll bring you to my base of Mikdosh. That would be the Shmakalainu. And then, well, same as the thing about some of Mizbuki, it's going to be would say, that you should.
So the Yisim is by Yerushalayim. So Machtim is Shema Tefila.
Correct.
And the same is what
say. Correct. Exactly. So that's why. So in other words, basically, the Gemara had a Svara. So he had a Svara, I guess, in the question to say that you should be Svara, you would say Shema Tefila and then B'nai Beisva. But because the Pasuk is clearly saying not like that, So
the Yerushalmi has the same version, the same order as the Bavli.
Yeah.
I think there were different people in Eretz Yisrael that were deciding on the order of the brachas, and there were different people in Bavel deciding the order of the brachas.
No, they're not deciding. The order of the brachas is currently on Shekhinah Sagdola.
So that's all from the Ezra, same.
From Ezra's time.
Yeah, the only difference is whether you consider Samach one of the brachas. Otherwise, the order is the same.
The order is the same. It's just a question of.
I guess I was just having a hard time trying to figure out the difference between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, because a lot of times they have the same topic, but they come up
with a. Yeah, and I don't know whether Bavli quotes this box in the Kamadi Yosim or not. I'm not sure. Or a Yermio. May have asked him to Kano, and may have shown him to come with Vim. 120 is a Kano. There was some 80. The Vim, his skin was a few hours old, they were massacred from the Ezra. Umaru Lisma Hakel Kosh Lukhan Adas. And the Gemara seems to go back. Mm-hmm. Why are they going back? We just explained it. I'm not 100% sure, but we go back to like this. What? Maybe
it means. You didn't say why the Kosh comes before a Kohen. Why are they just?
Well, we started off with, in other words, why don't we start with Chagin HaGos? Okay. Yeah. So, Ashay Mekdishu Eskdosh Yaakov. Yaakov's Basra. So that means that, so that first came Kedusha. That Pasuk is a representation of Kedusha. That's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. What does it say right after that? So that was Pasuk 23. And Pasuk 24 in the same chapter is the next word, the next Pasuk. V'yadu so a ruach bino. So again, it mentions Das. So it makes sense that Kedusha and Das follows Kedusha. Deil Etshuva, why does it put that for? Because it says, Hashem Lev Ha'om Hazeh, Vaz Nol Hakmei Ve'inov Shvasha.
Now the question is more valid. Why is he going through it again now?
Yep. I thought he had something on the bottom someplace. We discussed this. Yeah, 33 said, whereas the above teaching
accounted for the sequence based mostly on the logical connection between one blessing and the next. The following teaching accounts for the sequence based on sukkah. So in other words,
first one was
Mishmar, why it was that way. Now we're trying to prove it from sukkah. I guess something like that. Yeah. So next. Of course, in that pasuk, slicha is followed by gula, and after that comes gula. That's what we're going to ask right away. So why does it say before first? My answer is Ravacha. Why they put Gal Yisrael as the seventh bracha? Tells us that in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, I always thought also it was that the 6,000 years was the Bria and 7,000 year is Gula. So I thought that was the seventh, but here it's saying it differently. It's saying that seven is a Shemitah.
We got to wait another 7 years at least almost.
Yeah,
from the Svar, from the Svaradika reasons, you could also say that Refrainer should come before a reign of Gula, because the Svar is that you need first, once you have to have Slicha before you have Gula, but you could say you need to have Slicha and have Refor. Once you have Refor, then you can have Gula. So the Svar, it works. So the only reason is because the pasuk says. The only reason would be because of the Indian of having Ula as the seventh prophet. Uh-huh. You answer that both ways.
Right. It could work either way. Yeah. Anyway, so they want the bracha of Gal Yisrael to be in the seventh position. Positions are important. They're not haphazard. They're not random. They're in a specific order. If a person, I guess from this Gemara, you could deduce, I guess, that if someone were to say bracha out of order in Shmona Esrei, that they'd have to go start again and say it in order, maybe. I'm not sure. Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rebacha, Shira Malas of Shema Shema Shira Seelam, Shira Shira Seelam. So that's the seventh Shira Malas. So that's another Lodiyach HaShem Yisrael Ndom, Lodiyach HaShem Yisrael Ndom, that's the seventh here. Amro Kriya Barabah, Iskin Roi Kekoylam, Baruch HaShminas, So that Rafua is connected to the Milah, which is in the eighth day. Hashem Brisi Haisa Ito Hakayim. Okay. Now, what about Gazandri on 25b? Why is the Rosh from the ninth position? Connected Kol Hashem Shoyver Arozen. That it says, and if you count up the Kol Hashems, the ninth one in Shoyver Arozen, which is what? Who usit the shamer called Ba'al Sharm. He's going to break down all the price gougers, and therefore
sounds like reasons for the siman and the Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. So that's going to be a blessing that they won't be ripping us off in the supermarket for a dozen eggs like they are now. Rav Levi B'Shem Rabacha, I'm not blaming anybody. Rav Levi B'Shem Rabacha, Bar Chanina. So my role is not to Baruch Shem Lekabes Nivkei Israel. Why are they putting those together? Our shame, Atam Hari Yisrael, Anbukem Titenu, Farikam Tisuma Ami Yisrael, one monkey careful of all. Okay. These are all just took him and explaining the order. I didn't really look into any of this. This Kasu HaGolias, then we're going to have a gathering of the Golias. Hadin Nasa, we're going to have the judgment ultimately. Hazedim Nechnoim, the people who are doing Chaton B'mezid Nechnoim, they're subdued. Hatzadikim Smechim, the Tzadikim are happy. The Tani Allah, let's finish the last part up. Tani Allah, Kolo Shel, Minim, Mishom Rishon, B'machni Hazedim. You include what? The Minim and the Rishon in the same pasuk, in the same proper rather. Shogerim Rishos Kainim, the Mifnak Latzadik. You say the Gemma and this Gemma in the next bracha. Shaldava, you'll mention the writing of Rishalayim. Achi, Yeshuv, Meisov, Bishra, Sashim, Okayim. Then it's Dovin Malkom. Then they're going to go back and seek out Dovin Malkom. That's the end of this tomorrow. Okay.
Very good.
We don't pass that way. We make this one. If it's not a order,